brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, we're going to be simulcasting here in just a minute or so with Andrew Napolitano's show, Judge Napolitano. I'm going to go ahead and throw up the Fox audio right now from their show and wait till he goes to me. I'm going to let him run the show here. Here we go. Okay, well, we're waiting for my guys to send me that.
I'm not going to it for about 10 minutes.
Okay, great. We've got audio now. I'm just going to wait for Fox. Fox, I'm here, and I'm just running the judge's show right now as you guys get ready to go live there as well.
My face is at an angle.
Hey, change the aspect ratio, please, on the remote.
This is a rare treat.
He looks a little squeezed.
That's pretty good, though, considering
Skype, yeah.
Skype, my God, it's excellent. It's a lot better than those things Carl Cameron did from the car during the campaign.
Yeah. That's different technology.
Hello?
I suppose one day you'll give us badges on our desks?
No, we're not allowed to have it internally.
Well, that's...
James. Hello, Alex?
I can understand it, though. They want us in a studio. Yeah.
It's a security risk.
Understood. Understood. And I respect...
Hey, hello, Alex. I'm here, guys. I'm waiting.
Okay, we're going to put in program, and the judge will bring you in, okay?
Okay, yeah, you're sending me your regular audio feed over it, just so you know, but I can hear you. I'm ready. When they go to me, I'm here.
I wonder if they could.
Hey, guys, can you... Joel, Uma?
Okay,
good.
Andy will be with you shortly.
Okay, I'm here. Thank you.
Andy will be with you shortly.
Hey, Levy.
All we're going to need now, once we break that out, is
a
promo.
Great human being.
It's
11 o'clock in the morning.
Watch on FoxNews.com as part of our strategy room production. In this show, we talk about what the government has done to take your liberty and your property away and how we can be aware of it and prevent it from happening in the future. And I am so happy because we're doing something different right now. We are simulcasting with the one, the only, the great Alex Jones on Alex Jones Radio. So, Alex, as you welcome me to Alex Jones Radio, I welcome you to Freedom Watch.
Well, Judge, I'm going to let you run the show. I'm just here to be interviewed
right.
by you, and I appreciate you having me on.
There. We'll get it taken care of. Can you hear us, Alex?
Yes, we're doing something experimental here. Yes, Houston. Cape Canaveral hears you.
Okay, New York hears you loud and clear. Welcome to Freedom Watch, Alex. What are you talking about today?
Oh, just how hundreds of mainstream news articles a week are saying there is a new world order, a global government. It will be run by the very banks that are collapsing society by design, and we will pay carbon taxes to them. Here is Time Magazine headline, New World Order, and they say a new bank of the world will rule the United States. Here is the Financial Times of London, and now for a world government is the headline. They're openly announcing that the banks will rule the planet and will pay our carbon taxes to them for the phony global warming. And I just had a state rep on confirming the modern militia movement document, MIAC, saying Ron Paul supporters, libertarians, anybody with a Ron Paul bumper sticker are dangerous terrorists, that the North American Union doesn't exist, that anybody that talks about freedom or liberty issues is basically an evil terrorist. So we're exposing the New World Order here, Judge.
Well, I appreciate what you're exposing, and Ron Paul, whom you just mentioned, will be on Freedom Watch with me in about 20 minutes. I must tell you that there was a time when the types of things that you were...
Rough roads might be ahead for the economy, but your vehicle doesn't have to experience them. Can't afford a new vehicle or even an expensive repair? Now you can take care of your vehicle with Protecta Engine Oil Booster by SFR, which is a fully synthetic oil booster. Protecta Engine Oil Booster fortifies your motor oil to help your engine last longer. Protecta Engine Oil Booster has been tested by independent laboratories and proven in over 1 million vehicles worldwide. We'll give you enough Protecta Engine Oil Booster for 5 complete oil changes for only $22.95. That's enough for 2 vehicles for up to 1 year. Start taking care of your vehicle today. Take advantage of this limited time offer and receive free shipping. Protecta Engine Oil Booster is the last defense against engine wear. Go to oilcompanysecret.com or call 1-888-873-7371. That's oilcompanysecret.com or 888-873-7371. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 888-873-7371 or visit oilcompanysecret.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS pepper spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world.
Need something more?
The Scorpion stun gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
Excess of $1 trillion in American security. So what do you think Hillary said to him? Do you think she toned down what he said and it was going to be worse before she got there? Or do you think she caused him to say that in the first place by whatever she whispered into his ear in Beijing?
Well, we know in separate meetings she's had with the Chinese leadership and several trips in Europe and in China, she said, please keep buying the dollar. Please keep buying our debt. Just long enough for us to set up this new global monetary system. The Russians are calling for a new global currency. The only thing the U.S. has left is its fiat dollar. The globalists have debased our nation. They've made us a debtor nation. They've destroyed our capacity to manufacture. And so the globalists are creating a global fire sale. They're destroying the world economy in their own documents so that then they'll be the only lender to the planet, and they'll create more fiat currency backed by U.S. and European taxpayers to then fund setting up their world government. So absolutely, the Chinese have been bad-mouthing the U.S. Now, they've been bad-mouthing the country that they own over $1 trillion of our T-bills in. This is the birth of the New World Order, and so you've got all these different honchos from the private central banks, the private Federal Reserve, and others, all meeting, deciding on the final architecture of the world government. The very banks that have engineered the economic collapse are now posing as our saviors, bringing this in. But the good news is, I've never seen an awakening this big, and I'm seeing, you know, people like Glenn Beck talk about the New World Order on Fox. I'm seeing you talk about it for years before him. We're seeing Lou Dobbs talk about it. We're seeing, mainline talk show host Limbaugh's even talking about global government now. Michael Savage is talking about how he thinks, you know, Obama may stage crises to bring in martial law. So all the things that I was talking about in the wilderness 10 plus years ago is now hitting mainstream. And it is great. So it shows me the sleeping giant that is the United States and all of this liberty and freedom. We're rediscovering our roots, our Declaration of Independence, our Constitution. You called for states to not secede, but, you know, redeclare their 10th Amendment, 9th Amendment. You're a judge. You know the Constitution well, constitutional scholar. And so they're trying to get the feds back in line. The battle lines are being drawn here, and the American people are finding out that Washington's been seized by offshore banks.
Well, this will make your blood boil a little bit more as we keep ratcheting this up. And I thought that the summary you just gave was terrific. And just for those of us that are tuning in, Judge Napolitano simulcasting from Freedom Watch at FoxNews.com with Alex Jones, the great Alex Jones, on the Alex Jones Radio Show. We only have another minute or so. I suspect that Mrs. Clinton and the president will begin saying nice things about the Chinese human rights record.
No, they are now. They are, and you know, that's why we've made the Obama deception.
Because if we dare to criticize, if we dare to use our First Amendment rights against one of the most oppressive giants in the world, they might just stop loaning us money, Alex. What would we do then?
Well, things would basically collapse, and that's what the globalists want, where we're all interconnected and controlled, and that's what my new film, The Obama Deception, at InfoWars.com covers, is how this guy is controlled by the very banks that did the bailout. Geithner helped write it. He's claiming he's going after all these CEOs' bonuses when they wrote a loophole in there where they're all exempt from the other rules for other banks and insurance companies. So there's one rule for the big global bankers, another rule for the Main Street bankers. This film doesn't just expose Barack Obama, the Obama deception. It also, it just came out a few days ago, it also exposes who he works for, what his agenda for gun confiscation is, what his agenda is for forced national service, which they're now admitting, what his agenda is to bankrupt this country and bring in total police state control. But again, the good news is the people are waking up. And by the way, the Obama deception is free on YouTube and Google. Folks don't have to get the DVD at InfoWars.com. The Obama deception, the most hard-hitting film, shattering the left-right paradigm, blowing the new world order apart. Judge Napolitano, I want to thank you so much for having this simulcast, and I want to invite you on my show anytime, my friend.
Same from me to thee. Thanks, Alex Jones. It's absolutely been a pleasure.
Thank you.
First time with our experimentation with simulcasting two shows, and before we get to our guests here in Freedom Watch who have joined us and are ready to weigh in, Thomas Jefferson wedded the natural law to American law in the Declaration of Independence when he wrote that our rights are inalienable and come to us from our Creator. Not only does federal law...
All right, thank you, Fox.
...full American experience...
You guys are getting radical having me on over there.
...natural law...
Let's go ahead and disconnect them. Thank you, guys.
...our freedom.
All right, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. That was the simulcast with Judge Napolitano for about 12 minutes. I said I was going to air this. I'm going to air it. Then we're going to come back and take calls to everybody that's patiently holding. Got a nice plug-in for the Obama deception. I always told you folks that we would just plant the seeds, tell people the New World Order plan, tell them how the banks were going to implode things, exactly how it would happen, and then when it did happen, people could laugh at me. I mean, I've had people laugh at me, talk show hosts attack me, I've been booed, you know, when the Obamanoids attacked our bullhorn and cut it with a knife in Denver, they laughed with pleasure as I walked away to go get another bullhorn, and I didn't feel bad. It felt good to be laughed at. It felt good to be pilloried. It felt good to be attacked because I knew I was right. And it's about being right. It's about standing up for what's good, what's decent, what's honorable. That's all that matters at the end of the day, is that my family name be defended, that I be a good person, that when my great-great-grandchildren see a picture of me on the wall, you know, when they're out there orbiting the planet on a space station or terraforming Mars or living right here in Texas, you know, wherever they are in the future, that they respect and remember me and then use me as an example of being strong men and women and standing up for goodness and humanity and honorable things. And so they believe in their humanity and believe in the change that they can make in the world for good. Just like I look back at my forebears, you know, who were at the Battle of San Jacinto, and my forebears who raised Colonel Travis's son when he went to the Alamo, and my forebears that came over on the Mayflower, and my forebears who were Native Americans and great, upstanding, amazing people. And I look at that, and I don't want to short sell, you know, my lineage, who I am as a human being, and all of us are special. All of us had just amazing people that busted their hind ends and fought and died in many cases, so we'd have a little bit of dignity and freedom. Now, I promised to play this conversation with Sergeant Joe Clark of MIAC. We are not terrorists. And here is that YouTube. Great reporters did this report. So I'm going to go ahead and play this report here video-wise. In fact, I forgot to give this to you. The network has the audio of this. But instead of the network, since we're simulcasting at PrisonPlanet.tv, I'm still getting used to this. Will you guys come get this? YouTube it, pull it up. That way folks can also see the fine reporters that did this. You know, we didn't call up and tape the state police. And we gave you their names and phone numbers when we put out the Myatt report, and people still denied it. Then we had a state rep on last hour documenting that he indeed called the state police, has the head of the state police coming over to his office next week when the legislature's back in session. So you heard Jim Guest, representative, tell you it's real. But I thought I'd play this tape as well, going into break and then coming out of break, about a minute or so of it will be left. But again, what's happened here is we laid out, no matter how much we got laughed at, no matter how many times I got fired, no matter how many stations we lost, no matter, you know, how much monetary damage it caused to my small operation, I never wavered. And I remember I saw other people, I'm not bashing them, start a Ron Paul network, a little Ron Paul thing during that. They said, oh, no New World Order, no 9/11 truth, none of this, because this is how we're going to be big, and this is how we're going to have a huge success. And I remember saying, you know, imagine if you were offered real power, how fast you would sell out. Imagine if you were offered real power, like I have been, millions of dollars a year, power, real power, all over the country on hundreds and hundreds of AM and FMs, and I've turned it down repeatedly. And I haven't seen many other people who will turn down hard, cold cash. I haven't seen other people that will turn down hard, cold fame. And I don't understand that. Who I am, being accurate, being honest, telling it like it is, and doing it my way, is numero uno. Period. And that's why I do what I do. And I'm not bashing people. I mean, they started several Ron Paul, you know, little radio networks I've seen in the last year that went the way of the Goonie Bird because it was controlled. It was censored. We don't do that here, ladies and gentlemen. I tell it like it is, and I tell it as the, you know, best of my ability to understand it. Does that mean I'm perfect? No, we all see through a rose-colored darkly. We all see the world and distorted from what it really is. But I've always tried to train myself to extricate myself from emotion. Now, I coldly analyze, then I get emotional on air. That's my nature. But I coldly analyze, make the decision of what the proper course is to take, and I do it. I do it. And we've just had unbelievable success, and it's like somebody lit a rocket off underneath us because we are just, I mean, it is bracing. It is staggering to realize we are reaching millions of new people a week, folks. We are not preaching to the choir, but I love the choir. You're the people that have spread the word. You're the people that found out before others about the New World Order. You're the people that went up against the propaganda and went up against being pilloried and attacked, just like I did. You have experienced the ostracization, being laughed at, being ridiculed, being fired, being restricted. I probably talked to 5, 6, 7 more people at Dell Computer. They're allowed to surf during lunch. You surf to InfoWars, you're fired. You know, people have gone through a lot just to check out this information. That's why the enemy's moving to restrict free speech. That's why all of this is happening. Go ahead and punch this up. We're not going to play it yet, but I want folks to see the text here as we go out to break. When we come back, we're going to play Missouri Information Analysis Center phone call to Public Information Officer Sergeant Joe Clark last week regarding, no, this is yesterday, regarding the widely discussed training document being circulated on the Internet. This thing only had a few hundred views. It's going to have tens of thousands now, because I want everybody to go to YouTube and watch it. But we're going to play it when we come back out of this quick break, and also give you the title of the videos. You can find out. We're going to post it up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But I just couldn't believe people last week thought that I was making this up. When I mean, we got the document. I've seen many other documents similar to it. This one was the most out of control and egregious. You know, this went the furthest. Ron Paul stickers, you're a terrorist, basically. And so we called and confirmed the state police. It was theirs. We got it from the state police. I got a similar one out of another state just last week, and more of them are coming in now from police and others. So send them to us, mail them to us, and we will cover it here. And everything we cover now becomes national news in a week or two. We are driving the news. We are forcing the news and the issues out. We are fire starters of the minds of men that Thomas Jefferson talked about so much. By the way, the Obama Deception is out on DVD, folks. Get it at InfoWars.com. Get the hard copy. You got to have this in your library and spread the copy that's on the web to the four winds. We'll be right back with this key report with one of the state police sergeants. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones.
the new World Order beast, is genetically modifying your food. Genetically modifying. Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses. Viruses. Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender. Surrender. All canned food supplies will eventually run out. What then? Then. Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company. And it's owned by a real patriot, Big John Lipscomb. You can now have an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the...
I'm sorry, Cindy and Clark is on the other line right now. I can have you hold, I can take your name and number and have them give you a call back. It's kind of whatever you would prefer.
Well, let me hold for a little bit, please.
Okay, just a moment.
Six minutes later. Yes, Sergeant Clark?
Yes.
Hi, how are you today?
Very good, yourself?
Very good. Hey, my name is Rob. I'm with the Campaign for Liberty. I just want to let you know I'm recording this call. I just would like to ask you a few questions.
Sure.
trying to clarify. There's a lot of, as you know, a lot of information circulating on the Internet regarding this recent MIAC report that was circulated.
Well, I don't know. I've not been on the Internet to see, but we've taken a bunch of calls.
You're familiar with this report?
Yeah, I'm looking at the report, if we're talking about the same report.
Okay. Just a quick question. There's a lot of concern with people who are members of what some people deem as the Liberty Movement or who are Ron Paul supporters.
Okay.
Members of the Campaign for Liberty, which is a grassroots organization.
Sure.
That was actually very well received recently at CPAC. And many of the members of this organization are predominant members in the leading parties and, again, well-received politically on a national level.
And sir, I don't doubt that at all, and I commend you and those folks for everything that they've done.
Okay. I guess the question is, one of the concerns, why are people that are part of this Liberty Movement being labeled or targeted or potentially profiled in this report as... really, it leads one to believe that this is a list of potential domestic terrorist suspects.
Well, if you read that, I don't see anywhere in that report where it targets anybody, where it profiles anybody, or where it labels anybody of anything as a terrorist or a militia group member or anything like that. And to think that any law enforcement officer or agency would target somebody for a political affiliation, I think is inappropriate, and the report just simply does not say that.
I appreciate that. What is your understanding of why the Constitution Party, Chuck Baldwin, Bob Barr, and Ron Paul mention of people displaying Ron Paul bumper stickers? Why is there a mention of that in the report?
Well, if you read the report, I don't think there's a mention of bumper stickers at all anywhere in the 8-page report. So obviously. Obviously, you haven't read the entirety of the report, or you're looking at a report that's...
Yeah, hit pause. I want to comment there, and we'll continue. Back it up about 15 seconds. I love this video because they put little bubbles up with arrows to where it says Ron Paul bumper stickers. It's the last page. So, I mean, I'm just getting more and more sick of this. In fact, I have the original report that everybody's... talking about here. I just showed it on Judge Napolitano's radio and TV show. I mean, here it is. This is where it all came from. So next to last page, says Ron Paul right up here. Says bumper stickers down here. Let's go ahead and show folks that again. Here it is.
Paul, mention of people displaying Ron Paul bumper stickers. Why is there a mention of that in the report?
Well, if you read the report, I don't think there's a mention of bumper stickers at all anywhere in the 8-page report. So obviously... obviously, you haven't read the entirety of the report, or you're looking at a report that's been altered or something else. I can't speak for why you think that there's something in the report that says people who have a Ron Paul bumper sticker or any political affiliation bumper sticker on their car would be targeted. That's just simply not true, and it's not in the report.
Is there reference to the so-called Patriot Movement or people who are opposed to North American Union or the New World Order in there?
Well, there's some information in there regarding certain militia groups and those violent factions that operate within those militia groups. That's it details their certain belief systems and what political parties or candidates they might associate themselves with. But certainly the document doesn't say that anybody who's affiliated with a certain political candidate or a political party is certainly... a militia member, a terrorist, or anything like that.
There, notice he's a militia member or terrorist, as if being in a militia, which is in the Constitution Bill of Rights, is terrorism. And it's all, these people want to kill you, here's the stickers they have, Ron Paul, Bob Barr, Libertarian Party. I mean, it says it right there, this is the document, the state police have confirmed, this is the document, it's not been altered, and it's just unbelievable. We're going to come back and play a little bit more of this and then go to your phone calls. Cover a lot of other important vital news today as well. The big news is Israel's saying they may go ahead and hit Iran. And the Pentagon's saying it looks like that may happen. Remember, they've rattled sabers for a decade before they attacked Iraq, so we're going to be covering that as well. Stay with us, InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
YourFoodStorage.com has been helping families prepare with the lowest priced, highest quality, storable food for over a decade.
And right now, a one-year food supply that feeds 4 to 5 people is only $39.95.
That's right, a one-year supply that feeds 4 to 5 people for under $4,000.
That's only 92 cents per person for each meal.
And comes with a 30-year shelf life. This amazing package has everything your family needs to survive for one full year. Your gourmet food is packed fresh when you place your order
and is shipped to your doorstep in about 2 weeks.
YourFoodStorage.com does not use any leftovers from Y2K.
No fillers, MSG, or GMOs.
Order now and receive free shipping anywhere in the lower 48. Visit YourFoodStorage.com.
That's YourFoodStorage.com.
Or call 888-814-0289. That's 888-814-0289. Remember, it's better to have it and not need it
than to need it and not have it.
Order now from YourFoodStorage.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back. Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Just in the last hour, saying we've got to have a global government, a global currency, and a global carbon tax to pay for it. Absolutely amazing. And I just got a chance to go on syndicated radio show simulcast with TV with Judge Napolitano and hold up the news articles and covered it. We're going to cover this new one coming up and then go to your calls, Matthew, Jeff, Zachary, William, Tony, and others. Be ready with your question and comments. I want to get to a lot of you before Peter Dale Scott joins us to talk about the shadow government, how they control the phony right wing, how they control the phony left wing, and where he sees all that going. He's a big researcher into that. We've been interviewing over the last decade. Okay, let's go ahead and finish up with the MIAC sergeant and state police trying to spin, and that's putting it kindly, the information in the report. Let's go back to it.
That document does is absolutely not true. It's unsubstantiated. And if the report or the training document is read, and you would simply see that that's just not the case in the report.
Okay. Well, I certainly appreciate that. What has the response been from the public in general on this, from your perspective? I mean, is it supportive of the report or?
I don't really know how to say to answer that because I really don't know what the general public in general has to say about it. We've taken some calls here at the MIAC in reference to the thing, but as far as the general public as a whole, I really don't know what they're and for me to say what the general public's perception of this report is would be absolutely speculative in my opinion.
In terms of the, I guess, you're serving as a public liaison in regards to this report to anybody that calls in. Is that really a role that you've taken on here?
Well, my duties within the Missouri Highway Patrol, the public information officer for the criminal division of the Highway Patrol. So anything in regards to the MIAC Center when it comes to public information and dissemination of information, yes, that falls into the scope of my responsibilities.
And you personally don't have any belief that Ron Paul supporters or people who are supporters of the Constitution pose any threat to society at large, I'm assuming, correct?
Personally, for speaking for myself, I don't find anybody, just because they're affiliated with a certain political group or party, or any danger to society or should be labeled that way.
Do members of MIAC, they take an oath, they swear an oath to the Constitution?
I don't know what.
How about you personally?
I specifically don't know what is entailed when an employee at the MIAC Center, when they're hired on, what oath or what agreement or what they do to obtain their employment. That's something that you'd have to speak to our human resources.
Sure. How about you personally? You're an officer of the state, right?
Of course, yeah.
And you've taken an oath to, you've sworn to uphold and defend the Constitution.
That's correct.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
I thank you for your time, sir. Good day.
Okay, so there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Notice when I had that Army colonel who sent the 20 plus Army MPs into Alabama after that tragic shooting last week. Notice that when I said, you've sworn an oath to protect and defend the Constitution, he wouldn't answer. He said, I'm not getting into all of that. And along those lines, here it is in the Houston Chronicle today and in CNS News, Cyber News Service. Army reviews troop use after fatal Alabama shootings. The Army has launched an inquiry into whether federal laws were broken when soldiers were sent to an Alabama town after 11 people died in the shooting spree. The Army confirmed Wednesday that 22 military police, an officer from Fort Rucker, we had the colonel on, were sent to a nearby town of Sampson after the slayings last week. The town's tiny police force and county officers were stretched to the limit after the gunman killed 10 people and himself. So this is a PR piece. Authorization from the governor or president is typically required for the deployment of federal troops on U.S. soil. It's not clear who ordered the troops to be sent into Sampson. An Army spokesman says the military is trying to determine what happened. Among the question is why the troops were sent and what they did there while they were there. I mean, I read all these mainstream articles from Oregon and Washington State and other places where they're putting regular Army troops in police departments as liaison officers. They're announcing they're going to be at checkpoints, helping at car wrecks, Marines, Army. This is happening. They've announced the Army Times, 20,000 troops on the streets of America. It's all happening. But they still haven't completely repealed Posse Comitatus. They just put loopholes in it. You can drive a 747 through. Army investigating how and why troops were sent into Alabama town after a murder spree. The U.S. Army has launched an inquiry into how and why active duty troops in Fort Rucker, Alabama, came to be placed on the streets of Sampson, Alabama, during last week's murder spree in that tiny South Alabama community. The use of the troops was a possible violation of federal law. On March 10th, after a report on an apparent mass murder in Sampson, Alabama, 22 military police from Fort Rucker, Alabama, along with the provost marshal, were sent to the city of Sampson. Harvey Prerit, spokesman for the U.S. Army Training and Doctrine Command at Fort Monroe, Virginia, told CNS News Monday. The purpose for sending the military police the authority in doing so and what duties they performed is the subject of an ongoing command inquiry directed by the commanding general of U.S. Army Training and Doctrine Command, General Martin Dempsey. The TRA doc is the headquarters command at Fort Rucker. Now, by the way, we still get emails and comments on the InfoWars and Prison Planet comment section saying we made all this up, this isn't happening. Doesn't matter if it's in the Houston Chronicle. PsyOps is in there saying it doesn't exist. The purpose for sending the military police, it continues. In addition to determining the facts, the inquiry will also determine whether law, regulation, or policy were followed. Prayer had added, until those facts are determined, it would be inappropriate to speculate or comment further. Jim Stormninger, a dispatcher for the Sampson Police Department, confirmed the MP's presence in the town, telling CNS News that the troops came in to help with traffic control and to secure the crime scene, and the department was glad for the help. So it was a violation of Posse Comitatus. Goes on from there. So that's just some of what I have there. Let me go ahead and cover this article, this group of articles, and we're going to your calls. Carbon Global carbon price unlikely for 10 to 15 years, analysts. This out of Reuters. Now they always do this. Oh, you know, they had the European Union 50-year celebrations in 2007, but they claim it was founded in 2000. See, we're already, Bush, it's in endgame, on the White House lawn, admitted they've already merged the EU with the North American Union. Merkel and Barroso, they're all up there saying it, leaders of Europe. And this is what they do. They go, we're not going to have a carbon tax for a while. Don't worry about it, but we've got to agree on one. Meanwhile, here's the London Telegraph and literally scores of other publications saying the IMF is printing a super currency already and issuing it to banks, but it's all secret. So you pay your taxes through the federal government, the IMF and World Bank, and then they basically issue it to their cronies and their buddies. And it goes on, the International Monetary Fund is poised to embark on what analysts have described as global quantitative easing by printing billions of dollars worth of global supercurrency in an unprecedented new effort to address the economic crisis. We've got a story up on Infowars.com right now. It's here in my stack. I'm trying to find it. Where they say they're already issuing it. So that's how they work and how they operate. They say we're going to start doing this, and you find out they've already been doing it. And the private Federal Reserve has been issuing secret new funds. That was in the New York Times 3 months ago. So that's why Geithner will never answer what they're doing, because they're setting up the global government, and they don't want the public to know about it. But then when you read the financial publications, they admit what's happening. Okay, let's go ahead and go to your phone calls. Matthew in Montana, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello, Alex from Montana. Long live the Republic and long live the truth. We're doing our job over here in Montana and getting hours of your documentaries out on Access Television every week for years now. So
has it had an effect in your area?
Yeah, definitely. I think Montana is at the forefront of freedom and the Second Amendment, as you know, the state sovereignty movement, and now the latest that's on, you know, GCN page, you know, the hard money issue is going through the state legislature right now. So, you know, we're fighting a good fight. I mean, you know, we've got to, you know, I mean, we're still a minority, but a much larger minority compared to, you know, like you were pointing out, 10 or 20 years ago, I've been.
But that's just because the general public, all of them don't know about us. If you ask the public, are you against the banks robbing you blind? Are you against the unelected world government run by the banks that did it? Are you against open borders? They're against everything. They agree with us. It's common sense.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
And we are a threat to the New World Order, or they wouldn't be secretly demonizing us to every police agency out there.
Oh, you're absolutely right. And when I say a minority, I mean that in a positive way. I mean, we, you know, years ago we were a small percentage, and now I don't know what we are, 10-20%, you know, so we're definitely having an impact, and as you point out, the truth is exploding exponentially.
Oh my gosh, it's frightening. That's implications.
You know, I was doing this years ago during Gulf War I. I was publishing a paper and going on radio and TV, and just like you were pointing out, I'd come home and my answering machine would just be full of calls calling me a traitor and anti-American and everything else, because of that time. We were, you know, talking about the New World Order, bringing out the documents, showing everybody, and of course we were called anti-American and everything else. But, you know, thank God, going in the 21st century, people like yourself have taken the lead and going forward with the truth and getting it out there, because like you point out, the truth will ultimately prevail, and it is prevailing.
Absolutely, sir. I appreciate your call. I was just watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. They put the website up there with rotating articles, and I saw and confirmed a bunch of Facebook accounts with hundreds and in some cases thousands of members erasing links to the Obama deception, banning accounts that put out the Obama deception. And I was just looking on the screen. I'm trying to pull it up. I saw a new censorship article dealing with the Obama deception, but my computer, my little $300 Acer, is not loading. It says, Christian, YouTube censors Obama deception. What does that mean? It says, a site that brands itself as a kind of YouTube for Christians, which was formerly known as GodTube.com, has censored Alex Jones's newest film, The Obama Deception, after claiming the documentary contains slander and libel. I was reading it across the room. One of our readers tried to upload the Obama deception to the Tangle website in four parts, but two of these sections never made it, and the reader was subsequently contacted by the community care administrator for Tangle. Hello, and thank you for using Tangle, said the email. Your video contains slander and libel. Really, a court found that, huh? We cannot allow this content on the site without documented proof of the accusations. Please refer to our terms of use information. Well, that's fine. It's their little miserable censorship channel. I mean, you know, I don't know about this site, but most of the big churches publicly, Obama's continuing the faith-based initiative, tens of billions of churches, and they're buying them off the clergy response teams, you know, to go out and tell people to accept martial law and Obama's of God and of the Lord. We've shown you what they teach in Catholic, Protestant churches. It doesn't matter. And so there you have it. More and more censorship of the Obama deception. And I read in the first hour how all over the world, Canada, Australia, they're just saying we're going to ban political websites. It's now happening. This is really going on, ladies and gentlemen. And so I suggest that everybody go to the website. In fact, give me the specific address. Will you scroll down a bit so I can see it, guys? Or just print me the story. It's kind of hard to read it when I can't see it. Thanks. The website is tangle.com. People should just go and upload lots of short videos saying, go to theobamadeception.net and find out what's being censored. Just keep uploading it over and over again, and they won't be able to stop you doing that. Just upload 20-second videos. Basically, it's a quick and easy to get that done. But, yes, and as Obama deception goes more and more viral, you're going to see more and more of the censorship. Let's go ahead and go back to the callers here. Let's talk to Jeff in Ohio. Jeff, you're on the air.
Yeah, what's up, Alex? I just
Hello, sir.
Couple of questions for you. I don't know if you know anything about Sandusky, Ohio being built after the Square and Compass.
I know a lot of major cities and even small towns like the place where Skull and Bones is located in Connecticut that they are set up according to the sacred geometry or architecture, yes.
All right. Well, I was just wondering, they have here in Ohio on Saturday, they have every Masonic lodge has got an open house, supposedly. And I was just wondering, on your opinion, you think it'd be a good idea, a bad idea to go and try and ask questions?
Oh, I think it's great. Look, you're going to find, I want to be clear about this, and I always mention this, people act like it's some big secret and they found me out when it was on my show. We're on air right now. They'll cut clips out and go, this was secretly behind scenes with Alex on TV, and we have it. And then they clip it to real short with me going, I have family that are Masons. And then, look, we caught the secret video. it's all sorts of deception is used. You know, it's a Lone Star State. Texas was founded by predominantly Masons. And George Washington was a Mason. You know, I guess about half the founders were. But they were what you'd call porch Masons. And you know, it's such a complex situation. Technology, mathematics, knowledge has always been power. And you go back 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 years ago in Babylon and Egypt, or then in Israel later, or in Tyre, or in Greece, or in Rome, knowledge was very coveted. And they had secret mystery schools. When you hear mystery schools, it had all these gods and mumbo-jumbo and temple prostitutes and everything else. But it was also mathematics. And, you know, they called, you know, basically metalwork, you know, alchemy. So science was mixed in with superstition and mumbo-jumbo. And so you have these fraternal brotherhoods. But clearly, Masonry has been used as a vehicle in the last 300 years for dark forces. You know, secret societies before were what we call intelligence agencies today. And George Washington, before he died, said there's something terrible in Masonry, something bad in it. There's bad people at the higher levels of it. And so there's been a fight within it. But then it turns people off, and then they think, you know, that this show's lying about them. When 98% of Masons are porch Masons, that is, they're outer Masons, they're compartmentalized, they don't know what they're part of. And, I mean, Colonel Travis was a Mason. Sam Houston was a Mason. They were not bad people. I believe Andrew Jackson was a Mason, but you know, he fought the global bankers in the New World Order, the British Masons. So it's an oversimplification to think that you're going to go into any Masonic lodge and they're a bunch of devil worshippers. They don't know that in the higher degrees, and this is a fact, morals and dogma, Albert Pike, the books that Manly P. Hall wrote, which are published and available. Go to the library and read them. They openly say at the higher levels it is Lucifer they're worshiping, and that's a bad thing. But they believe Lucifer is really the good God, and the other God is like his brother and his bag as he tried to keep the knowledge from the people. In fact, pull up that YouTube. Just Google Mason says he loves Lucifer, where he goes, oh, sweet Lucifer. And, you know, people watch this. You see Masons commenting, oh, well, he was just joking, because they're lower Masons and don't know this is really what's going on. So I would go to them and explain to them in that way, and ask them questions, and give them a copy of the Obama Deception, because we've got to go after Jews, Muslims, Christians, Masons, Hindus, agnostics, atheists, with the message of liberty and freedom so they can wake up and then make informed decisions. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, actually it does.
Yeah, but I mean, I had, you know, great-grandpas and people that were Masons, and they were not bad people. But, yes, at the top, it has certainly been taken over by something very, very bad. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes are full of chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that most multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Did you know that many herbal remedies contain unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to only organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries 100% natural and chemical-free skincare, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit TOBENatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code GCN and receive a 10% discount. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama Deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
We know identity scams have grown in the past 6 months because identity thieves are working overtime, taking advantage of this economic crisis. I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock. I talk to people every day about identity theft, and I know a lot of you are scared and nervous. I'm here to tell you, you don't have to be. Another identity is stolen every 3 seconds, but you can have the security and peace of mind that comes with being protected by LifeLock for just pennies a day. LifeLock is number one in identity theft protection because we work to stop identity theft before it happens, or we fix it at our expense up to $1 million. Don't spend another minute worrying. Call LifeLock now.
Get instant protection by calling 1-800-605-4229. Call right now and you'll also get 30 days absolutely free. That's 1-800-605-4229. Get the peace of mind LifeLock provides today. Use promo code FREEMONTH. Call 1-800-605-4229. Again, 1-800-605-4229.
Observer just did a review of the Obama Deception, but they said, oh, Jones is claiming millions of views, but it only says 160,000 on a YouTube channel. There's hundreds of versions of it posted on YouTube and Google, and you'll see one with 200 and something thousand views, and another with 160,000 views, and another with 120,000 views, another with 80,000 views, another with 120,000 views, another with, you know, 250,000 views. That's what we're saying. See how people think kind of two-dimensionally instead of three-dimensionally? They say, oh, well, I'm seeing one copy of it that says 160,000 views, so that means there's not millions watching. What does that mean? mean, why don't people's brains work right? We're not even trying to go see where it's posted everywhere. It's all over every video site we've looked at, hundreds that we've looked at. Burmese is obsessed with this stuff. And they're just hours loving it. He loves to communicate with humanity. He loves to be involved in this. And it's very exciting. So it is free all over the Internet. But the best quality copy is Change the Channel's channel on YouTube. Super good encode for YouTube. That's the one we've linked to at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We want to make that number one. There's a bunch of cruddy copies with 200 and something thousand views above it. So that's what's linked all over the web when you Google the Obama deception. In fact, ask Kurt and Paul and them just to post again somewhere on the main page for the next few days so people can find it easy, not just in subpages or it moves down the page, the Change the Channel version, so we can drive that up to number one. So people, if they're going to take 2 hours out to watch it, we'll see it in high quality. See it in super high quality compared to that at PrisonPlanet.tv and fund our operation, and we need the capital. I'm going to continue with your phone calls the next segment and then on into Peter Dale Scott coming on. Speaking of sponsors, I am such a ding-dong. You know, I check out all the sponsors we take. I like them. I support them. And then I'm so brain-dead. I said the name of this site wrong yesterday, like a ding-dong, but it's HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com. Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. The one I plugged wrongly yesterday was some RFID site. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate on your home values online. It is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home for a month to month or even weekly. And again, it's free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their home sales maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. I wish I knew about this thing years ago. Yeah, it's really neat. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. It's HomeGain, G-A-I-N.com. And, of course, this sponsor needs no introduction. They're just fabulous folks, the best storable foods company out there, super high-quality food, non-GMO, just packaged within weeks of them shipping it out to you. So please check out eFoodsDirect.com. Go there and watch the free videos about their great food products. They have water filters and little stoves and a lot of other great stuff there as well. eFoodsDirect.com. I got a three-day first responder that's like $21.95, 3 days of food for one person, kind of as a sampler. I suggest you get eFoodsDirect.com, the letter eFoodsDirect.com, or 1-800-409-5633. That's 1-800-409-5633. And then on the line of preparedness, we just love ours, and I've got one at my house as well, Ecola Blue, ECOLOBlue.com, atmospheric water generator for your home. Pays for itself in 1 year if you buy your water from the store, pure clean water without the fluoride. Unlimited water from the humidity in the air. Know exactly what you're drinking. Machine produces up to 28 liters of water in 24 hours, 7.5 gallons. No chemicals, pollutants, or toxins. Neutral pH. And it runs through seven different filters, including UV light, carbon filter, and reverse osmosis. It doesn't get any better than this. EcolaBlue.com, ECOLOBlue.com, or 800-691-6043. 800-691-6043, EcolaBlue.com. All right, final hour straight ahead. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.